Hey there, kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to make the first month of kindergarten a breeze? Introducing the First Month of Kindergarten Success Kit, your ultimate tool for starting the school year off right. This incredible bundle includes over 20 resources designed to help you and your students settle into the classroom with ease. Imagine interactive activities that guide your students through navigating the classroom, learning important routines, and understanding school rules. It's everything you need to set the foundation for a successful year ahead. That's not all. You'll find all the engaging lessons on phonological awareness, fine motor skills, and math basics like number identification that I use with my students in the first month of kindergarten. This is created by me, an experienced kindergarten teacher who understands the challenges of the first month of school. This kit is packed with tried and true activities that have been used in real classrooms. It's time to say goodbye to the stress of planning and hello to a smooth, organized, and fun start to the school year. Don't miss out on this essential resource. You can grab your first month of kindergarten success kit today and watch your classroom thrive. You can grab the success kit both in Teachers Pay Teachers and on my website. Both links will be in the show notes. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and this month of August, we are focusing all on routines. So today's episode is specifically about why your routines might not be working yet, the power of yet. And so let's talk about how to teach routines and why they might not be sticking. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. Okay, so you taught a routine and the kids aren't doing it yet? Why not? Well, there actually could be a lot of reasons why kids aren't doing the routine yet. First of all, routines take literally weeks, months to build and for kids to be successful and independent at. They take much longer in kindergarten than any other grade. And if someone says that you can teach the routine once doing this one way and then that the kids should know it forever, like that's a lie. That's just not how kids work. It's misleading. They need time to practice and remember and to get better at and to get faster at. So, of course, kids aren't doing the routine yet. It takes weeks. It takes a while. So normalize that. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means they need more time. That's okay. There could be other things going on, though. So let's talk about some of these areas that could be breaking down your ability to teach routines to the kids. One, the issues is not being specific enough, not breaking down the routine into small enough steps. If you say, I feel like I use this example every time, but this legit happened to me my first year teaching kindergarten. I had come from teaching first grade. And on the first day, everything was going well. But then at the end of the day, I said, okay, stack your chairs and we're going to like get ready for dismissal. Because in first grade, they knew exactly what that meant. Stack your chairs. I was just used to saying that. But in kindergarten, they had no idea what that meant. And because they didn't break it down for them, it was chaos. It was absolute chaos. So that's why I always talk about it, because I remember that day, I remember that moment. I had to stop everything and say, never mind, I will teach you this tomorrow. We'll try it again. And it's okay to say that. Literally, if your routines aren't sticking, it's okay to say, hey, I thought that I did a good job teaching this routine. I thought that we were doing okay, but it's not coming out the way I want. So let's start all over again. Let's try again. So not breaking down the routine into small enough steps can be a big part of the problem. Or expecting too much too fast. Like if you taught them the reading routine for your room? Like, let's say when I say it's reading time, you grab your book bag and you sit out and you look at books. Like, that is probably way too much for the start of school, mostly because developmentally, they're just not there yet. You haven't taught them how to read or what to do in their reading. They can't sit there for that long and be independent and successful. They have a very short attention span, but just they're not reading yet. So to say that to them, and then you're like, well, why aren't they being successful at it? Well, because they can't. They're not ready yet. So that's what I mean by like expecting too much too fast, or like expecting on the first week of school, they'll have all the parts of the morning arrival job done. No, that is not realistic. Hoping that they have at least one of the jobs done and then you can remind them of the rest, that's realistic, right? Or only asking them to do two of the jobs before and making sure they're successful with those two jobs before adding on more jobs for them to do, right? That is making it realistic for them. But I also think consistency matters more than creativity. Consistency matters more than anything for routines. Following through is really important. So if you're asking kids to do a routine and you've taught them that routine, hold them accountable. Make sure they do that routine the way you've taught them. And if not, practice again, model again, start over again, right? I think sometimes we get bored with routines. And we want to change things up because we think the kids will be bored and it'll be, you know, so engaging to be a brand new morning meeting activity, morning meeting game. And isn't that great? But every time you do something new, it's like teaching a whole brand new routine. So for me, while my kids are getting used to my morning meeting structure and the routine of it, I keep the greeting the same every time. And then I can slowly add in other greetings as they get more successful with morning meeting. If every day I do a brand new greeting, guess what? They're not going to be as consistent with that routine as I want. They're not going to be as independent with that routine as I want. So it's not boring for them to do the same thing over and over again. In fact, they need it. They thrive on it. The other thing is, what's happening when you are sending kids off to do the routine that you've taught? How are you setting them up for success? If I know that this routine, like coming to the rug after morning playtime, coming for morning meeting, if I know that it's been hard for them to remember to push in their chairs, to clean up the tables, to come sit in a circle and not just in their rug spots, like if that's been hard for them to remember, before I send them off to go do that, I'm going to break down the routine again, but I'm going to ask them, okay, so we're about to come to the rug for morning meeting. Who remembers what we're supposed to do first? Who remembers what it looks like when we come to the rug? Who can show us that? Oh, my goodness, they're sitting in this circle. They're not in their rug spots. Look at that. Okay, well, I think everyone can come join now. Let's all try it, right? If you know that they're not solid at this yet, you can slowly wean off. Like, you don't have to do a full redo, refresh of the transition of the routine every time. But you can set them up for success by either giving the reminder in your direction or asking them to remind themselves or to model, have someone model the routine and point out what it is they're doing. That will set them up for success rather than let them fail and then get mad at them and then have them start all over again. Like, if you know it's an area where they're not strong at, because remember, routines take time, so we shouldn't expect perfection right away. Then set them up for success by giving a reminder or remodeling for them, or having a even more powerful, having a student model or having a student share what to remember. Just because you taught it once doesn't mean it sticks. And we know as teachers that's true for any kind of academics. So that should be also true for anything to do with classroom management, routines, expectations, social emotional learning. Like, just because you've said it doesn't mean it's stuck. So the other common breakdown with routines is that they weren't taught right in the first place. So let's make sure that you did teach routines right in the first place. And if not, like I've said before, it's always okay to stop and say, hey, I want to teach this better, or I want to try a different way of doing this. This routine is not working for us. Let's try again. When I am teaching a routine, I talk to the class about why we do this routine, when we do this routine, why is it important to do it this way? I model how to do it. I ask kids to comment on what they notice me doing. I ask kids to model for the class two or three at a time to model practicing the routine. I have everyone share what they notice. I comment on what I notice. And then I have everyone practice it. Okay. And we'll practice it not just that one time, but we'll practice it more than once. Okay. We all came to the rug in exactly the way that I taught you in exactly the expected way. Amazing. Let's all go back to our seats and see if we can do it again. Right. The first time I'm teaching it, we're doing it multiple times. As they are doing it, I am constantly calling out what I see that is what I want to be seeing. That doesn't really make sense, but hopefully it makes sense. My point is, what you are noticing that they are doing correctly is what you are calling out. Because the best way to teach routines is to be reinforcing routines, verbalizing what it is you want kids to be doing. I've said before recently, kids 9 out of 10 times want to do what you expect of them. They want to please you and make you happy. And if they're not, it's because they might not know. They might not be clear on what the expectations are. So the best bang for your buck is not just practicing and modeling, repeating, practicing, modeling, repeating the routine over and over and over and over again. It's using the time when they are practicing or when they are doing the routine to verbalize what it is you are seeing that you want them to keep doing. Because that will have all the kids clued into, oh, that, remember, that is part of the routine she wants. I do remember that. Okay, I can do that. Oh, okay, this is good. She's going to like this. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is good. And it doesn't mean like, oh, everyone, look at Sarah's doing it wonderfully. Sarah's doing this great. Sarah's coming to the rug quietly. Isn't that great? I don't love singling kids out because kids will then be thinking, well, why wasn't I called? Why not me? Right? I try to say, oh, I notice you all are, or some of you are, walking so quietly. Oh, I see that you're sitting in the rug. You remember to sit in a circle. Amazing. And I'm getting calmer and quieter. I'm not like yelling and shouting, but I am saying what it is I'm seeing that I want them to keep seeing. The first like 6 weeks of school, I come home exhausted and like I don't want to talk ever again, because I do more talking the first 6 weeks of school than I do the rest of the year. I'm a firm believer in like making sure kids have time to talk and that their voice should be heard more than my voice. Like I like that style of teaching. But in the first 6 weeks of school, I am constantly narrating what it is they are doing that I want them to keep doing. That is reinforcing them to keep doing what I want them to be doing. I should do this throughout the year. It's just that it's less necessary. And so I kind of forget about it and I enjoy not constantly talking. But as soon as I notice routine starting to break down, I bring it out again. That is such an easy, quick way to reinforce the routine that I want, to stay consistent with it. So if I notice yesterday they didn't come to the rug very well, I could stop everyone and say, let's try that again, right? But I also could pick my battles. And next day, the next time we do that routine, remind them the expectations. So remember, didn't really feel like yesterday was our best time coming to the rug. So who can remind us what should it look like when we're coming to the rug? Who can show us? Oh, I see they're coming to the rug quietly. Their hands are by their side. They're sitting in a circle. They're not talking to anyone, even though their best friend just sat down next to them. Oh, amazing. Let's all practice that. And then after you do, or while you're doing it, wow, everyone's coming to the rug so quietly. Oh my goodness, everyone cleaned up. Even if it wasn't their area, they were cleaning up. They pushed in their chairs. Everyone's so quiet. Oh, we can really get started because everyone's so quiet when they came to the rug, right? I'm talking about what it is that I want to be seeing. So that's the easiest thing to pull out of your pocket if you notice routine slipping. And even before you notice routines slipping, as you're teaching routines, it's the best way to cement the routines is to reinforce those routines that you've taught. Now, there's one other reason why the routine might be breaking down and they might not be successful at it. And that is that despite all your best efforts, it just might not be a great routine for your class. And I have been there where I wanted, like, I think it was centers, literacy centers. I wanted it to go a certain way. I had a vision. And for the group of kids that I had, we tried over and over and over again all these strategies, and it was just not clicking. And it was painful. And every time we had to start fresh because I had to remind them of the routines, and then I was reinforcing the routines, but they weren't doing it. It was just pulling teeth. Like, it just wasn't working. And so eventually I stopped and said, you know, I've thought about it, and like, this routine just isn't working for us. So let's try a new routine. Let's try something different. And I switched up how I did centers that year for them. And it made it so much better. If your routine that you want for putting, you know, their finished work in the finished work bin is that every time someone, they're all fighting to get their work in on top, whatever it is, like, if it's not working, you might have to be flexible and change the routine, right? I don't mean just quitting after 1 week, because routines take time. But I mean, if you've tried all of these steps that I just said and it's still not sticking, then maybe the problem is the routine, and maybe you try doing it a different way. So maybe instead of everyone putting their finished work away, you have them leave it at the tables and you ask one person at the table to put it away. Like, maybe for that group of kids, having everyone line up for the finished work bin just isn't worth it. Or maybe you move the finished work bin to the rug, even though it's not where you want it to be, but like, that makes sense for your next transition. So they all put it in there on their way to the rug. Like, I without seeing your room or hearing you about your issues, like, it's hard to be so specific, but that's an example of, it might be the routine, and you might be something that you can fix yourself so that the kids can be successful. And if you are changing up the routine, you start over. You teach it in the exact same way that you taught it the first week of school. You talk to them about why the routine's important. You model for them. You have them say what they notice. You have a couple kids model for the class. You have everyone say what they notice. You have everyone practice it and practice again. And this, by the way, is not something I came up with on my own. This is my adaptation from Responsive Classroom. If you can get Responsive Classroom trained, I highly recommend it. It was best PD I've ever gotten. But it talks about ways you can be proactive to prevent misbehaviors. And that is a big one, is making sure we teach routines the right way. But their book is literally called The First 6 Weeks of School, because it takes weeks to teach routines. So don't just quit after 1 week. Don't give up. Try these strategies first before switching up your routine. Try like going back from scratch from day one and starting over and telling them, making sure you're teaching the routine in that specific laid out way where they're practicing and modeling and talking about what they notice, and where you are reinforcing what you see. Try all that first. Be consistent with it. Hold them accountable, and it should help. Okay. But if it's not, then you can reach out to me and give me your specific example. Maybe I'll use it on the podcast. Maybe I'll share it with the group, if you will, so that everyone can learn from it. But routines take time. So you're not doing anything wrong. If they're not quite getting it yet, you're not doing anything wrong, but let's make sure you are doing it right as well. And if you want to see exactly how I teach routines and materials and expectations, you can grab the back to school pack I have that has the first 2 weeks of school lesson plans completely filled out. My exact lesson plans. It's included in the first month of school bundle, so it has all the activities you need for the first month of school. If you are thinking about routines that I mentioned here, like morning meeting, you might want to grab the classroom community bundle. That will help teach you some of those routines as well. So check out those resources and reach out if you need more help. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.